Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Your Next Mission, a new program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, your host for today's podcast. We have a great show. In fact, we have a wonderful show here today. We're going to focus on the military family, one of my favorite subjects. Also, I have a couple of stories for you, like always, tell you about a little about me. But now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They absolutely, positively love our veterans and families. And as I mentioned, today's theme is about the military family. And I'm so excited to introduce Ms. Kathy Roth Duquet. I'm going to make sure I say that right. CEO of Blue Star Families. Welcome, Kathy. So good to have you on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here. And it's really wonderful to see you again, Sergeant Major.
Well, I appreciate that. And we can't wait to hear about all the wonderful things that you're doing, the Blue Star families and all the support you're giving our military families. But before we do that, how about telling the audience a little bit about yourself?
Thanks. I'd love to. You know, I'm a military spouse. My husband and I have been married almost 25 years.
51 for me.
51. God bless you. I'm looking forward to getting there. And I did not come from a military family, and I married my husband before 9/11. So it was a very different set of expectations. But the war came, and I found myself living in a family that was doing a really heavy lift for the country and moving frequently 9 times in 16 years, losing jobs, starting new careers, reinventing over and over again, the kids going to different schools. My 10th grader, you know, was hitting her 10th school. Really feeling that it's an honor and it's a pleasure to serve your country, but it's very hard on the family. And when it's hard on the family, it distracts and worries the service member. And that, you know, we really can do a better job helping set things up so that the families can thrive, so that they can do better during this period of service. And that's what Blue Star Families is all about.
You know, one of the things that, real quickly here, one of the things that always bothered me, I never ever moved my household goods. My wife always did that. And my wife always really carried the heavy load of the family. I'm always out doing what the military asked me to do. And I look back at that, and there's so many things I wish I'd have did different a little bit and spent more time with my family and the kids and stuff like that. So, you know, thank you for what you do and what you continue to do. Tell us about Blue Star Families and your objectives and goals and how it pertains really to the military family.
You know, Blue Star Families' goal is to strengthen military and veteran families in ways that also strengthen local communities, and to do that also to enhance military readiness. You know, today's military families, most of them don't live on base. They're in the communities.
Yeah.
We know from our surveys, a lot of folks actually feel isolated in the communities where they live. Many folks don't even have one person from whom they can ask a favor. And if they are integrated, everything goes better. So our mission is to tell their story, to do research so we can really share what's the ground truth of what's going on in real time, and then to create powerful partnerships that can help us solve those problems so that those families can thrive.
You know, one of the things that, as you was talking, I was thinking about, most people in the civilian world don't know anything about the military. And you get out there and you start talking about the sacrifices and the struggles and all this other stuff. And they're real polite and they'll listen to you. But unless they've walked in your shoes, they don't get it. And it's real tough. And that's why I think it's so important for you and your organization, Blue Star Families, is to go out there and educate people about the military and what they do and the sacrifices they have. It's just unbelievable.
You know, one thing that always strikes me when I do talks is that people don't even realize that military people have families. Don't even think about it.
No, wait a minute. All of us got families. We got to have families.
All right. You know, it's like people aren't born alone. They're not islands, you know? You know, and even when you talk about, we have super high unemployment among military spouses, especially after COVID. Yeah. People are like, wow, I never thought about military people having spouses or about whether those spouses needed jobs or not. Like, yeah, no, I get it. So we have to tell that story because they're not hearing it anywhere else. So that definitely is part of our job.
Yeah. Again, I don't want to get us off track here, but I say that military spouses are those unsung heroes. They're the people that carry the heavy load so I can do the kind of things that I need to do while I'm on active duty. And so, you know, every day, not every day, but my wife knows, you know, I thank her and God bless her for what you've done. And I tell her I can never pay her back. Yeah. I can never.
I can tell you as a spouse, she's proud of you. Yeah. And she is, you know, delighted to have a partner who's got the character and integrity that military people have. So, you know, we get back, but we are also a partnership, right? You and your wife are a partnership.
Absolutely. Team.
Mm-hmm. You're a team. But you have a big mission, so you can't always carry her. You need the community to help.
Yeah.
Help her, right? Yeah, and then absolutely. The two of you together, you're supporting your family. And as we often say, the service member alone, in today's economy, that that staff sergeant's income, you know, that's not enough income to support a full family, working class and middle class people. They mm-hmm. need a second income. Yeah. And so, you know, often the military spouse can't get it because of the way she's moving around and mm-hmm. carrying the load. And that means that a lot of our military families are struggling a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you bring up a great point there. I never felt financially safe until I was a sergeant first class and my wife was working.
Right.
And that's the only time. And so we struggled. I mean, we struggled as a staff sergeant, a sergeant E5. You know, it was just tough to, you know, in fact, I remember waiting till the end of the year so we can, you know, get our check back from taxes so we can buy tires. You know, right. It's just, you know, so, and we lived month to month on checks. You know, we didn't have no extra money and you had to plan, you know, so that's probably why I'm so cheap now. But
well, you know, I remember, you know, we didn't have furniture in our living room when my kids were young. It was just something that had to wait. We had one of our, telling the story about the choices people had to make during COVID. One of our members, they moved out of housing and into an RV with their three children so that they could afford tutoring for their kids during COVID.
Yeah.
Golly. Family of five.
Yeah, man, it's unbelievable. I wish more people would understand the kind of sacrifice. One point I thought to myself, why don't they have a television program that we have people that talk about veterans so we can educate this country? Because, you know, it's a very small percentage of people. Kathy, can you tell me, what are the three issues that Blue Star families are trying to address to support our military families?
Yeah. You know, when we started our work, we saw a lot of challenges. You know, there's some mental health challenges, suicidal ideation, depression, anxiety, also financial insecurity. But we could break them down to some underlying things. One of them is this issue I spoke about, this isolation.
Yeah.
You know, military families moving every 1, 2, and 3 years, not being in the larger, not being on base, but in the larger community. So that isolation's one. Two, that spouse employment, the service member's job is well paying, but you still need that second income. And mm-hmm. most of our spouses are saying they can't achieve that right now. And really right now, I'd say our third issue is one that we've recently learned much more about, which is the disparate experiences that military families of color are having. And we're finding through the research we've been doing recently and the outreach with our members is that military families of color, they're even harder hit on financial impacts and on their sense of safety in the communities where they live compared to military families at large. And we think that's a very important story to tell, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing I think is important, too, I know it's maybe a little bit different now, alcohol and drug abuse and pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, that's always a problem. And people take medication and self-medicate, I guess it is, and get addicted. It was a big issue. I don't know if it still is, but it probably still is.
It's quite a big issue, but we find that, you know, it's not necessarily counseling about addiction that makes a difference. It's whether they're feeling overall strong.
Yeah.
Do they have those connections to a sense of community? Are they feeling financially secure. If those things are going on, people are much less likely to fall into substance abuse.
Yeah. One of the things that I think really helped me, I never had any kind of, I drank too much for a while, but I guess that was a bit of, one of the problems I had is I sort of pulled away from people.
And
I don't know why or why I did it, but I've always been a real open person and I want to talk to people. And so I think because I communicate and I'm a little bit aggressive and I stay focused and I think I'm a pretty good listener, not all the time, but I think I try to be. I think if you open up a little bit and talk to people that have the same interest that you have, you work through a lot of those issues. But I think what you're talking about, the isolation, people get by themselves, there's nobody to talk to, they're stressed out. And in reality, there's a lot of people you'll talk to, a lot of people that want to help you.
You know, there's a lot of goodwill out there in your community. And it's one of the things Blue Star Families is trying to do, is to break down the barriers between the people who want to be there for you and those of us who need to make those connections. And, you know, we've got some exciting programs coming up that we think are really going to make a difference in that area.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How do you advertise to tell people about Blue Star Families? How do you market? Yeah, everything's about marketing. So how do you market?
Everything is about marketing, and we're starting to get smarter about that. It, you know, Blue Star Families grew very fast. Within 3 years of our founding, we had over 1 million people using our programs and resources. Yeah. But a lot of them didn't know they were using ours. They just stumbled on them, right? Mm-hmm. And we wanted people to become members so we could talk to them. But it took us a while to figure out what you just said, which is that you have to advertise. You can't just catch the folks who happen to walk into your line of vision. So, you know, recently we've started to do more around outreach, both doing things with, like, you know, Facebook ads, that kind of thing. Doing a media. We're really excited that we've got a media partner with CNN to help us tell some of the stories, especially around the moving and the isolation.
Yeah.
And that helps get the word out too.
Yeah, that's social. And the other thing I think it helps the word out too is get the right, not say you're not the right person, but get somebody that's visible.
Yes.
That they know, that they can identify with, to sort of put that message out there. You know, 86% of the force is enlisted. So get a good enlisted guy. I'll volunteer. I'll help you.
But we'll grab you.
Well, get a good enlisted guy to get out there. And not just me, but there's a lot, you know, Sergeant Major Preston, Sergeant Major, a lot of those guys that the Army, now we just talked about the Army, but get all those guys that are recognizable and they'll help you. And they want to help. They want to make a difference. But when you do that, make sure you get the team, you know, the spouse and the other person, because I think that's important. And how to connect with them on social media, YouTube, LinkedIn, all the other things. So that's
great
really
idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Every once in a while, I come up with a good one. Hey, you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me. I love saying that. You're your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major Army. And I'd like to focus this part of our discussion on Blue Star Families affecting the communities in which they have chapters. Kathy, I know you really get involved with the communities where you have all these Blue Star Family chapters. Can you tell us about the programs, about those programs?
Yeah, we really love our chapters. Currently, we have 11 chapters with paid staff in them that run programming all year round that are really focusing on creating that sense of welcome for families and belonging. And also helping with the spouse employment issue. And the welcome programs are super terrific, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
We have partnerships with museums, so free programs at all, the local museum, science, art, kids museums, with the national parks and the local parks. So we'll do things like kayaking, you know, on the rivers or, you know, hikes in the parks. We'll do book clubs where we bring military and civilian kids together to read books and at the same time have their parents do them and meet and create some fellowship over dinner. So over the summer, for families who might be moving or can't afford summer camp, we have an amazing online summer camp where we'll send activity boxes home, take you on virtual trips to museums, bring in astronauts to talk to the kids, all live, all interactive. Just, you know, so many ways to create touch points. We do it in Nashville and around Fort Campbell, Tennessee. That's a very active chapter. Mm-hmm. We've got several in Florida near where you are right now.
All right.
and these are all free. And we also are for veteran families, not just currently serving. So we welcome your listeners to come on to our website, you know, check out where we are and take part in all we have to offer.
The other thing I'd suggest to you, and I'm sure you guys are doing a tremendous job, I'd say connect with the Association of the United States Army. They have 124 chapters, you know, nationwide. And so connect with them and spread your information through those chapters for those veterans. And a lot of them are by military installations, of course, and they can help you out a great deal. Also, I'd like to talk to you about children, young adults in the military families and the issues that they face. I know, you know, a lot of times we're talking about the spouse, and we should talk about the spouse, there's no question, but we need to talk about the kids. They're our future, and they're affected by a lot of these things. Can you talk about what you guys do for the children and what the kids?
This is a particular area of concern for us, Sergeant Major, and I'm happy to say that Holly Ann Milley, the wife of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has been working really closely with us on mental health for military children. Yeah. You know, we have young adults whose entire lives have been spent in the shadow of a parent undergoing combat through the global war against terror.
Yeah.
You know, 18, 19, 20 years old, they don't know anything else other than, you know, moving and facing these combat deployments in a kind of a scary environment.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that much about what we can do for these kids, how this experience has affected them. We know it has. So often the attention is focused on the veteran themselves, how has it affected them, and rightly so. But the kids, you know, they're our last draftees.
Mm-hmm.
Our service members, you know, our service members enlist, the spouse says, yeah, okay, I guess I love this guy, but the kid had no choice.
Yeah.
That's
a good way to look at it.
Right. And so I feel like we as a country owe these kids something. We do have a lot of programming for them. We work with the schools to help welcome them along with our partners, Military Child Education Coalition. But we're working hard to learn more so that we can find out what are the protective factors? What helps a kid thrive when, you know, as we discussed, my daughter, you know, by 10th grade has gone to 10 different schools.
Wow.
How do you come out of that still with a sense of identity and security?
Yeah. Do you go to the schools and educate the schools about military members? It's not the ones on post. It's the ones off post that you're really focused on. Because I remember when I was on active duty, we had some, I won't tell you where, but we had some issues with some schools. And really what it turned out, I recommended for them to get somebody that was active duty on the school board. So they can impact it, you know, and tell people about what the veterans go through. So that's an important thing. And you're really right. We cannot do enough for our children and our kids because they are our future. We need to make sure that we take care of them. We love them all. But again, I know I love my kids to death, but I was so focused on, fighting and doing the things that I had to do and staying focused and trying to have a good career. I don't know if you know it or not. I have an older son that had a younger son had pneumococcus meningitis, left him temporarily blind, deaf, 20 to 30 convulsions a day, encephalitis, had a lumbar shunt put in his spine. So he had a series of medical issues that, quite frankly, I never told anybody about. And I sort of, my wife dealt with it, I dealt with it, and I always said, I don't want it to affect my military career, but we're going to take care of him. And then it just, really, quite frankly, I probably didn't say much about it until I got to be the sergeant major in the Army. And then I started saying, geez, that was the dumbest thing in the world. You know, because you make
a lot to carry.
Yeah, it's a lot to carry. A lot of stress. A lot of stress on my wife.
Yeah.
The kind of things that go on. So I thank you for what you guys do. It's so important. Your mission that you have and the interest that you have in taking care of our families. And the only thing I wish we could do again is have a national program or a TV show or something, or even our podcast to pull together as a team and help as many people that you can. I'm going to real quick, we got to take a break. They'll be kicking me in the backside, but I wish whenever I pass away, I want to make sure that I go up to God. Hopefully I go to God that my backpack, and I have a backpack on cause I'm a soldier, but my backpack's empty because I did everything I can do to help my fellow man and woman. It's about believing in life and believing in yourself and making a difference. That's what we want to do. I think that's what everyone wants to do. And I think sometimes we just sort of dwell on the negative versus the positive. We're going to be right back. We're going to take just a quick break, and you're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast.
This Your Next Mission Podcast is made possible by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at PurdueGlobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at VeteransUnited.com.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley, and we're blessed to be here today with this Kathy Roth-Duquet, CEO of Blue Star Families. And Kathy, as a military spouse, can you share with your audience or share with our audience how your transition from the service was and what advice you could give that the families that are getting ready to transition?
Yeah, look, I think it can be surprising to us how hard it is to transition out of the military. You think, especially if you're the spouse, you're already a civilian, you know what it is to live in a civilian world, but it's a big change. It's a big change for your service member. You know, my husband served for 30 years and you have to rethink who you are in the world, but also the dynamics of moving. In our case, we were coming back from Germany. In the middle of PCS, and we had found a house to move into, to settle into post-military life. And the folks we bought it from actually defaulted on the house, the closing.
At
the
closing. No.
So our household goods were literally over the Atlantic. Yeah. We could not enroll my children into public school. This was August, because you have to have a bona fide place to live. Mm-hmm. And my husband was in a panic. And you can't be in a hotel and go to public school. Well, a retired Army officer, a friend of ours, Dale Vesser, I don't know if you ever knew him.
No.
But he and his wife moved us into their home. They lived in the school district we were hoping to go to. And we lived with them for 5 months.
Oh, my goodness.
While we tried to sort out the house, we're not able to do so. And in the end, we bought the house from them, and they moved to what they'd been planning to move to, a retirement community.
Oh, they set you up.
They set me up, exactly.
You know, the funny thing about that is that the Army's a family. The military's a family.
It is a family.
And I tell people all the time, I may not talk to somebody for 15 or 20 years, and I pick the phone up and I talk to them, and it's like, it's like I talked to him yesterday. So
Sergeant Major, this was a couple who we exchanged, you know, Christmas cards with and saw like once every 3 years. So that is a family, right?
Yeah. That's for sure. Well, Kathy, thank you for sharing your story and all you do for our veterans and families. And I want all of our listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us about what topics you'd like me to cover. I'll cover anything if it's going to help a veteran. There's no question about that. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach out to you. I'll call you back. I'm not just saying that. I want to hear from you. I'll call you back. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off here. You're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast, and I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major in the Army. We're talking with Miss Kathy Roth-Duquet, CEO of Blue Star Families, and we're heading into our final segment with you today. And I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, because I've enjoyed so much just talking to you. And you just inspire me. You pump me up. I'm motivated. I love talking to people like you, because you make a difference. If you believe, you can achieve. I say that all the time because I believe it's true. I just have a few more questions. Kathy, can you tell us about some of the new and exciting initiative Blue Star Families are undertaking this year?
Sergeant Major, I'm so glad you asked me that, because I'm so excited about this initiative. At Blue Star Families, we're happy warriors.
Ooh.
Because we have, we've got big problems we're addressing, but we also have big solutions. And this thing I got here is a big solution. So we know we have a problem of isolation, right? And there's a story to tell about that. Each year, 800,000 military-connected families move to a new community.
Oh, wow.
800,000.
Wow.
That's 400,000 going from duty station to duty station, 200,000 coming into the service, and 200,000 transitioning out into civilian life. And we know that families that get connected to where they live, they thrive, wonderful things happen. If you don't get connected, you know, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, suicide ideation, financial insecurity, bad things. Well, our solution is to help communities create a moment of welcome for those families. We're calling it Blue Star Welcome Week.
It's the
last week of September.
Yeah.
And this is the time for communities to all rally together, open up their arms, say, hey, we're glad you're here. We're going to welcome you to your community. We're going to be your friends while you're here. And we're going to make it through Blue Star Welcome Week really easy and fun for everyone to do it, for the military and veteran families to sign up, give us your zip code about where you're going, and we'll plug you into freebies and resources and activities. And if you're a civilian family, give us your zip code and we'll let you know how you can be that support group right there in that neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a great idea. As you was talking through that, first of all, thank you for doing that. It's well needed. The other thing I think you probably ought to look at is mentors. If you can have a mentor, if I'm going to get out of the service, I'm going to move to, you know, maybe Fort Campbell or Tennessee or wherever, you're in Nashville. I wish I could have a mentor, somebody that sort of coached me a little bit, not just for this, you know, for me, the husband or the spouse or the kids. You should have, you know, maybe two or three for everybody. Maybe have kids mentors as you go through that. So I think it's a great idea, but you never know until you do it. And you can only get better. In fact, I get bothered sometimes about people that talk about doing something. And one of the great things, I love General Shinseki. He was my boss when I was in the Pentagon. But he used to say something that always motivated me. He says, just roll your sleeves up and get the job done. You know, don't wait for you. You're not going to have a 100% solution.
Exactly.
You may have an 80%, but you can make that 90. You can make it 95. You're never going to be perfect because there's always going to be issues. Life is not perfect. There's ups and downs. But, you know, that's a wonderful program. God bless you. And thank you for doing that. Any final thoughts about anything, you know, you wish we would have covered or you know?
Well, I really just want to invite your listeners to get involved with us, military family, veteran family, or an extended family member. It's free to get involved with Blue Star Families. We have a lot of ways to really help enrich everyone's life. And I'd love the members of your audience to really consider themselves part of our family.
Absolutely. We're all part of, I tell people all that, we're all part of a family. I'm just not going to give you an allowance. Kathy, can you please tell the audience how we can reach out to Blue Star Families? And if they want to support you, is there a website or a phone number or something they can reach out to you with?
There sure is. Our website is, you could Google Blue Star Families, or the URL is www.bluestarfam.org. There's ways to donate. There's ways to sign up to hear about what we've got going on and find out more about our programs. And we're going to have some pretty fun swag coming up pretty soon too, if you want to enrich your wardrobe.
I need to enrich my wardrobe. I need help. All right. Well, thank you so much. And thanks to Kathy Roth Duque for just being on the podcast. First of all, let me say what a wonderful person you are how motivated and how enthusiastic you are. I love talking to people that are enthusiastic about what they're doing, because you're going to make a difference. It may be a large difference or maybe a small difference, but you're going to make a difference. And that's what's life about. You know, life goes up and down and there's always little valleys, but there's a lot more peaks. And so you're helping a lot of people, and God bless you for that, and keep up the good work. I'm Jack Altilli, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You're listening to Your Next Mission podcast. And thank you for listening today. Please visit us on our website, yournextmission.org, and leave me a review. Hopefully now it's a good review. If it's not, don't leave it. No, go ahead and leave it. I don't care. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with so many services to assist you in your transition from the military. You can also visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs they have available for you. You know, get on there, check it out, because we want to help. Please know that we're not just talking about you. We want to do all we can to assist you. And that's part of our family. Just like Kathy, you know, we're all in this together. Just all you got to do is reach out and don't be by yourself. Don't think that you're alone, because we want to help. Please follow us on social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Also, we have a live Your Next Mission Veterans Hind event coming up in Huntsville on 11 August at the Von Braun Center with the Space and Missile Defense Symposium. That's what it is. Please visit Huntsville 2021 at yournextmission.org to learn more and really to get registered there. Go and find, because they want to put you to work. They want you to participate because we want to help. Thanks again to Kathy Ratuke for being with us today. It was a great having you on the podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text, 844-424-1134, or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And I'll actually, again, email you or call you or whatever, and I want to hear what you got to say because we want to do all we can, no matter what it is. So we'll help you out. I want to end each podcast with a little story about me. I love talking about me. There's no question about that. But I think today Kathy said it all. Kathy touched on so many wonderful things about helping family, about helping kids, about communicating, about the issues that we do have that sometimes we're just afraid to talk about them. Don't be afraid to talk about it. I said a few minutes ago, I had post-traumatic stress. And I, you know, there's certain things I'll, you know, cry a little bit. I won't boo-hoo cry, but I'll tear up, and it's hard. And I know it's hard for a lot of you, but you're never, never alone. We're all together, and we've all went through these things, and we can get through them together. And so don't think that you're alone. Reach out to us, and we want to help. So God bless each and every one of you, and God bless you, Kathy, again, and just God bless you for what you're doing. Again, thanks for listening, and thanks to Cloudcast Media, and of course, our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do for our military. You're making a difference, so I'll see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.